A world run by rocket men. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president called the North Korea regime depraved, and he's right. But the even bigger depravity is the nuclear game the world is trapped in.
The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
Our policy has been one of patience and restraint.
We've heard it all before. We are a patient nation, but
it shall be the policy of this nation to regard any nuclear missile launched from Cuba as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States, requiring a full retaliatory response upon the Soviet Union.
When I was 10 years old, we drilled for nuclear attacks the way schools drill for active shooters today. And as a kid, I was strangely cool about it. I used to illustrate my grade school science notes with mushroom clouds. And we're still strangely cool about it. Hollywood has released about 175 dystopian movies since 1962, but we haven't learned from them because here we are again. We're trapped in the same old contradiction which had no good answer in 1962 and has no good answer now. All that money to fight uncivilized terrorists in failed states, and yet civilized people in successful states base their security on what amounts to a national suicide vest. That's the real depravity. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.